And now I'll hand it over to Scott Alexander and Stephanie Suter for an update from the Foundation on the presenting of scholarships.
All right. Now we get one of the fun jobs. The Minnesota Groundwater Association Foundation has been working quite a number of years to develop an endowed fund to fund a variety of student scholarships and as well as a variety of educational programs. Many of you have been involved with this over the years. One of the very big projects was the big backyard at the Science Museum. But this effort continues. Our endowed fund, which is now named after its founder, Gil Gabansky, is still growing well. And we would like to thank those of you who make annual contributions towards that fund. We are getting to the point now where that fund is actually producing some interest income, which we are happy to fold into a variety of scholarships. And we have two that we'll hand out today here. There's a second fund that we manage, which is for hydrogeology students in Minnesota here, which is the Calvin Alexander and Olaf von Kuck Fund. And that fund is designed to go to students who are taking part in a hydrogeology field camp, like the one that I'm involved with at the University of Minnesota. And we are happy to announce that for this coming summer, we're gonna offer two, I think it's $1,250 scholarships for this coming year's hydrogeology field camp. And applications are open. I think we should have the application form posted on the MGWA website. If it's not already there, it will be soon. Sean's probably been busy the last couple days. And the applications for that are due by May 18th, so there's a little time. And so we'll have the second round of the Calvin Olaf Award going out later this spring. But for this time of year, we've had our scholarship committee headed by Stephanie here. She and her crew have been reviewing scholarship applications, and they've found a couple students for us.
All right, thank you, Scott. I will introduce the two scholarship winners. We have an undergraduate and a graduate scholarship that we award each year. And I do want to take a moment and thank our scholarship committee members who take the time to review applications, and we meet and discuss, and we really value their input in this important process. Our undergraduate scholarship winner is Nick Buddy. Nick is a senior at St. Cloud State University, seeking a Bachelor of Science in Hydrology with minors in Geology and Environmental Studies, where Dr. Kate Pound serves as his advisor. He's been a regular attendee at MGWA conferences over the last few years. For a senior research project, he's been working with Bob Tipping at MGS to study stream temperatures in a southeastern Minnesota trout stream. You can see more of his work at the poster that's featured out there, so please stop by this afternoon if you haven't. Nick plans to attend graduate school at the University of Minnesota Duluth in the fall, where he will major in geology with the focus on hydrogeology. He will utilize the scholarship to help offset some of his remaining undergraduate tuition costs and put it towards graduate school. Please join me in some applause for Nick. Thanks. Our graduate winner is Ryan Pujel. He is unable to be here today due to school commitments. Ryan is a first-year master's student at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. His interest in science began as an undergraduate geology student at the University of Minnesota Duluth, where he also took several groundwater courses. During his last semester at UMD, he was hired as a field technician by the MGS. At school in South Dakota, his thesis work will focus on groundwater and surface water interaction along the White River, a tributary to the Missouri River, located in south-central South Dakota. He intends to perform detailed analysis of well data and stream flow characteristics as it relates to the local geology and structure in that area. After completion of his master's degree in geology, he hopes to obtain a position as a hydrogeologist with a state agency or consulting firm. Scholarship funds will be used for tuition and research costs associated with his thesis. He was unable to attend today's meeting due to class scheduling and the travel distance, but please join me in congratulating him.